And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Captain Al Clowers join us, our fishing guide extraordinaire. This is such a fun show. Haven't got a chance to talk to Al in a while, and we get to cover everything. Freshwater, saltwater, inshore, offshore, the Bay Expert, so much more. Tons of great stuff coming up. Pete Gray's not joining us today. He's down at Palmas de Cortez for our fantastic Let's Talk Hookup fun tournament down there in the East Cape. You stay tuned. We got a great show coming for you today. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As we said, Pete Gray not joining us down at Palmas de Cortez in the East Cape. Hopefully we'll hear from him today, but I have a feeling that they're going fishing with Mark Rayer and Genran Sport Fishing today, so I don't know if we'll get a chance to get an update from Pete, but it should be a really good update when we do. Fishing in the East Cape sounds like it has been absolutely on fire this year, and October certainly such a great time to be down there for our tournament, so we'll look forward to hearing from that. But man, speaking of looking forward, we have got such a great guest. Haven't got a chance to talk to Captain Al in a little bit, and he's back better than ever, fishing his butt off, and we're stoked to have him, and that's Captain Al Clowers. Morning, Al.
Morning, Rick. Glad to be here.
Really, really glad to have you here, buddy. And like we said real briefly in the beginning of the show, so cool to have a guy like Captain Al in here. One, hard to get him off the water, because as I was talking, like, you've been fishing? He looked at me and goes, I ran 7 days, 7 out of 7 days last week. Your charter business, obviously very busy, but Captain Al Clowers, you offer a very unique, you know, opportunity to guys, because you do everything. Freshwater, saltwater, inshore, offshore. I mean, you wear a lot of hats in that fishing guide deal.
Correct. Yeah, one day I could be in the bay, and next day I could be down 30 miles, you know. And yeah, it's great to be able to cover that wide spectrum of fishing, you know, and lobster fishing, too.
Where have you been spending most of your time as of late? Is the freshwater thing, I mean, are we starting to transition to that bay time? Is the offshore still happening? What's been spending most of your time?
It's been all pretty much offshore. I've done a couple of bay trips, but mainly it's been all offshore, you know.
Okay.
Strictly three-quarter full days, pretty much. But okay, it's starting to windle down now, getting some bay trips filtering in there.
But yellowfin, at least as of right now, is still going strong, or at least offshore in general?
Correct. Okay. Yeah. In fact, I got a call yesterday that I guess some of the big fish are back over there on the 43 as well. So, yeah, there's a, you know, the water is great from a couple miles south of the Whistler all the way down and out and west. I mean, it's purple blue, 68, 69, 70 degrees. It's crazy.
That's awesome. Awesome. And like you say, just this is, you know, we've been talking about it for a little while now, but this is the time. Things are so good. October, we get that fall, typically really nice weather. I mean, like anything, it's weather and things can and do change. But more often than not, we get that flat ocean, warm. The crowds are nowhere near like they are in the middle of summertime. And there's really good fishing still to be had close to home.
Yeah, speaking about that, 2 days ago I was down south, and it was whether I go fish for the yellowfin or sneak into the islands and go down there with nobody around, you know. And sure enough, I rolled into the islands and went through a couple of four of my spots. The fourth spot landed on, we got five big old yellows over 20.
Oh, really? Nice one.
And a bluefin, and we were all alone, Rick.
So cool.
And actually, the sea lions left me alone for 3 hours that morning, too.
At the Coral Islands.
Yep.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it was way cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. So now, obviously, you said the offshore trips are what are taking the majority of your time. How long of a trip? How does those work? If somebody was, you know, if you were going on like a standard offshore trip right now, what are the times and, you know, what's the boat like, things like that?
Yeah, so the offshore goes half day, three-quarter day, and full day, but right now mainly it's three-quarter and full, you know.
Okay.
Pushing more towards the full day where we have plenty of time to find them, because, as you know, it's, if you read all the reports, it's still really good fishing, but you do have to find that you got to get stopped. And that stop could happen at 6 in the morning,
sure.
6:30, or it could happen at 1 in the afternoon. Like the other day, it happened at 1 in the afternoon. And we lowered the boat into the bait tank, and, you know, everybody had long faces till then, you know.
That's cool.
And that's just the way it is. You got to find them and, you know, and execute, because if you don't execute, you might not get another opportunity that day, you know.
That's a very good call. When you get on them, you need to stay on them and keep them going. When you say that, like, you need to execute, what does that mean, and what is not doing that consist of, you know?
Well, if you're fishing the elephant, execution of my words is every bite, get every bite to the boat. But with these yellowfin, you know, you get a jig stop, and you got to be super efficient from that jig stop to getting the fish stuck to the boat. Once the fish are stuck to the boat, you keep one hanging all the time and keep them to the boat and keep feeding them and keep them biting until everybody's done and bloody and worn out. That's my motto.
And is that with chum? Is that with other guys? I mean, how does one try to achieve that?
Well, it's keeping chum in the water,
okay,
and it's also keeping a fish hooked, so it's really, really important to keep one hanging.
Okay.
You know, my theory is keep one at least hanging all the time.
Action.
Yeah, action. Keep them hanging, keep them biting, keep them stuck to the boat, keep feeding them. I mean, you can sit there and keep feeding them as long as they're there.
Sure.
they're going to bite as soon as you put a bait in the water. But
is there an amount of chum that's not enough, too much, inappropriate, not appropriate, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, you know, you're in the same scenario that a lot of us as private boaters are. I mean, I know that, you know, you have the fortunate of having a really big bait tank because I've seen the boat and carry a lot of bait. But, you know, I mean, how do you judge that?
Well, I judge it by if the fish are still, you know, a lot of times when you're chumming, they're boiling or they're shining right around the boat.
Okay.
So long as they're reacting to it, a one piece or two piece that, you know, every, you know,
yeah,
trickle a little bit in just keep them fed, or do your homework and get all the stuff chopped up prior to going out and get a bucket with an ice bottle. I get to take a 5-gallon bucket and I stick like an ice bottle in the middle of it.
Okay.
And I put as much chunk in there as I can. That way, you can chunk as well, you know. And obviously, I don't over chum because, yeah, we got a decent bait tank, but it's not like sport boat.
Sure.
Know? I can throw 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, 10 brails out there, and then I got to mellow out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That's cool. It's exciting fishing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And especially the way you do it with a, you know, it's a smaller group. It's comfortable. It's just buds. You know, I mean, you take 4 guys, is that right, at a
correct
time?
Yeah, okay. 1 to 4 people. You know, a lot of times I'll have 2 or 3 or whatever. But, you know, most of my clients are pretty much from out of town. You know, I like to tap into this in-town stuff, too, but it's families. It's people that never caught a tuna before.
That's
I mean, it's full on, you know, people that are just beginning a lot of times. And it can be very tough as being on my side of that to keep a school to the boat, you know.
Sure.
Like I explained to them when we first get started, don't take it offensive if I get a little fired up out there. I'm just getting fired up because
getting excited, yeah.
Because it's a lot of work to get to that point and
sure
keep them to the boat, you know. It's work. So.
What's been the hot thing as far as getting stopped this year? Is it jig strikes? Is it kelps? Is it seeing fish? I mean, how?
You know, it's all of the above. You know, one day I ran through a shiner, and that was all it took. You know, shiner meaning seeing a school under the, you know, sunny, so I could see them, and I just kept going, you know, and got stopped. But I make those daisy chains, you know, black and purple cedar plug daisy chain is very dangerous. That thing always gets bit in the spread. You can have 5 out, and that thing's always one of them that gets bit.
So you put a daisy chain of cedar plugs, like there's a bunch of cedar plugs in a row kind of thing?
Correct. I put three of the little ones ahead.
Okay.
And then I get the black and purple little rubber hoochie feathers, you know, and
uh-huh
cut the front of it off. And as you're putting them together, you got to cut them and slide them on and then glue them on the back of the cedar plug, you know. And then the back cedar plug is just a natural regular size.
Ah, okay.
And then lately I made up a couple of the ones with all baby cedar plugs, you know, the three or four in the front and then a baby in the back, you know.
And that's
it seems to really work well.
That's the Clower's secret weapon.
Yeah, that's one of them.
That's stopping the boat every time.
Yeah.
That's
rad. Yeah,
now, what about gear? You said you take a lot of people from out of town, and I'm sure people from in town bring your own gear. Do you have gear on the boat? How does that all work?
No, it's all supplied.
Okay.
Everything's supplied. Everything, like I explained to them, everything's supplied except for their licenses, lunch, and their beer.
Perfect. So you just show up.
Everything else.
You just show up, a little bit of lunch, a little something to drink, and a permit, and you're good
correct
to go fishing.
Yeah, it makes it very simple for the clients, you know.
That's right.
Everything's rigged up and ready to go.
So that's the offshore thing. But another specialty of yours for sure is the local inshore bay fishing. And not just bay, but everything inshore. I mean, you, like we said at the beginning, you kind of wear all the hats. How's the local and bay fishing been?
The bay fishing's always great, Rick. You know, I mean, that stuff really doesn't settle down. It gets one-dimensional in the wintertime a little bit, you know, as far as, you know, mainly bass. But summertime and spring and fall, I mean, coming up here, February, March, and April is when all the bay sharks really get going really
okay
good and stuff. So, you know, I'll take the kids and the families out and catch a bunch of bay bass for a couple hours, meaning like 30 or 40 or 50 or 60.
That's so rad.
And then say, hey, you want to catch a big fish? And I'll take them back and we get all the big old mud marlin, you know, and you know, all the bay sharks. It's pretty cool.
What a great way to take a kid fishing too on a thing like that. It's just, you know, obviously just you, you know, and in the small group, mom and dad and kid or whatever it might be, and plenty of action, and then to catch a shark has just got to be all time for a kid like that.
Oh yeah. You know, in those 3 months coming up, it's bonkers. I can't even put 3 rods out a lot of times back there because and at the same time, it gets so good that we're catching sharks, and then the bonefish rod is in one of the guy's hands, and he's hooked on a bonefish, and there's
so
a bat ray swimming around, a 100-pound bat ray swimming around the boat five times. it's pretty explosive fishing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And like you say, in action. You know, action with the spotties, action with the big ones, certainly fun fishing, light line, artificials, bait fishing, the whole nine.
Correct, yeah. Mainly all my bait fishing is done except for the shark fishing with artificials. Berkley Gulp, man.
Really?
You know, Berkley Gulp. Is you can just smash them.
What kind of gulp do you like to use?
A little 3-inch natural color shrimp on a half ounce lead head on a spinning rod with 10-pound braid and 15-pound top shot.
Come basically. Get it.
That's all you need. You don't have to know anything. Just make sure it's in the water.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool for the kids and the families and the beginners, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of other stuff going on in the bay. There's topwater corvina, there's bonefish, there's all kinds of way cool stuff going on in the bay.
And that's the thing too that I was going to bring up too. Obviously lots of fun for somebody with lesser experience to just go out and pull on sharks and catching spotties, but you'll do everything. You got a couple of buds that like to fish all the time that want to do something different, that are, you know, that are very seasoned fishermen. You could take them out and go do something like that, you know, just target salt, you know, target topwater fish, or, you know, if you wanted to spend the day target halibut fish. You got guys that know, you know, hey, we're going to go target a trophy, and that means we're not going to catch 60 bass in an hour. We're going to go try and fish some big ones. You have no problem doing that, too.
Not at all. You know, it doesn't happen too often, but absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you know, because it takes a certain mindset to do that,
right.
as you know, because you seek that all the time outside, you know. But, that's not a problem.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of halibut in the bay. You know?
Really good halibut.
You know, if you target them, you're going to catch them, you know.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing, or not the last thing, but one of the others that we don't get to talk about you nearly much is freshwater fishing. And that's, I know, one of your real passions. You're a true expert as far as saltwater, but I know that freshwater fishing is definitely one of your personal favorites.
Yeah, you know, I've been, during the summertime, I kind of stray away from guiding in the lakes, you know. It's pretty much a spring deal for me nowadays, you know. But speaking about freshwater stuff, I'm going to get on a plane here at 1:00 and I'm headed to the U.S. Open. So I'm really excited about that. I'm just going to take it as a vacation, fish in the back seat for a couple of days. I helped out my buddy Todd Holverson that's fishing as a pro. He couldn't get in. So he called me up and asked a favor of me and told me
that's so rad.
My flight and everything. So I'm out of here.
That's awesome.
Fish the U.S. Open.
Well, as you can hear, we've got such a great show coming for you today with Captain Al. There is so much to talk about with a guy like this, between tackle, inshore, offshore, private boat fishing. Going to be a great show and a really, really good time. And, man, do we have a prize for you today. So generous from Captain Al. Somebody's going to get to go fishing with Captain Al Clowers on a half-day guided bay fishing trip. A complete trip coming your way, half-day trip, going fishing with Captain Al for two people. So how about that? Two people are going to get to go fishing with Captain Al. Get in on all that great fishing that he's been talking about. Completely set, just like he mentioned before. All you need to do is show up with your lunch and a, you know, something to drink and a fishing license, and you're going on a fully guided fishing trip with Captain Al Clowers. And again, if you want to get your shot at winning that fantastic trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Captain Al, get your fishing question answered, two ways you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Your opportunity to talk to the man and a chance to win a fully guided fishing trip for two at the end of the show today at Let's Talk Hookup. You stay tuned. We're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Don't be the last to get one, especially now. The all-new Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend who has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com or your local tackle shop.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like PowerPro. Learn PowerPro connections and see all the PowerPro product, like Hollow Ace, Super Slick, Standard PowerPro, and the new Max Quattro. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. How dare we almost forget about the other thing that's going on right now? Obviously, we talked about it a lot last week, and another thing that I know you do it probably a little bit lesser with the yellowfin tuna going on, but is hoop netting. And I know that you do the hoop net fishing as well, and do lobster fishing in the bay, and
I run lobster trips as much as I can, you know. And as we were just talking, you know, the crawl has been pretty good.
Yeah,
you get there on the right night, and they're crawling good.
One of the advantages of going fishing with Captain Al is, and you know, I mean, let's face it, hoop netting in San Diego Bay, there's a lot less people around right now because the access is tough. You know, I mean, there's less people with the launch ramp, so. You know, you hire a guy like Captain Al, you don't need to worry about the launcher. He worries about that.
Yeah, absolutely, you know. And, you know, you come out with me, and it's like I explained to everybody, it's a quick start to lobster fishing, you know. It's a quick jump start because you check out the gear that I've taken 10 years to figure out what works good, what don't, and why, and all that other stuff.
I think that's such a good way to look at guiding. And that's what I always think myself and what I tell people all the time is a guide, in my opinion, is more beneficial from somebody, you know, from a dude and a buddy that like to fish and have their own boat, you know, I mean, because you sharpen that curve of learning so fast. I mean, sure, it's great for somebody out of town that, you know, that maybe doesn't know or doesn't have the gear. They just get to, you know, they get to go fishing and experience and have fun, and, you know, the boat's provided, the tackle's provided. But if you and your buddy are two guys that do hoop net, or you're just getting into it, or you've been doing it a few times, you hire a guy like Captain Al, and you just learn all the little things. It takes you so much time. How to stow your gear, and how to set your buoys and lights up, and, you know, dropping and pulling and boat positioning. And, like, you'll learn so much stuff if you're a guy that, you know, is aware of it more so than just going for having a kick back and hopefully catch some lobsters at the end of the night.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I mention it, because I get quite a few guys that come out, maybe 30% people that just want to learn.
Yeah.
Learn how, because they have their own boat.
I think that's a great call.
Because that's the best way to do it is hire somebody to learn.
Yeah, an advanced course.
Absolutely.
That's cool. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Captain Al and excited for the chance to get to go fishing with you as he's donating a fully guided trip for two at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get through, two ways you can reach us, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. There's only one of those local lines open, but you do have a really good shot on our toll-free number. Again, toll-free, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Let's jump into the phones and start it off with JT, who's calling us from Oceanside this morning. Good morning, JT. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, you guys. What's happening, man?
What's up, JT?
Morning.
I'm JQ, by the way. Hey, listen, I like your learning curve deal, Rick. That's pretty cute. On Cam Now, it's kind of interesting. You got lobster hoop net available. Would that be something that a guy like me, if he's lucky enough to win this great trip for two people, could we do that?
No, it's just bay fishing. You could upgrade it if you wanted to, but mainly I'd like to keep it just to bay fishing in the daytime.
That sounds great, because I'm an old dog, but I can learn new tricks. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Hey, what's the most unusual thing you've caught in the bay?
That's a good question.
Spent
a lot of hours, baby.
Yeah, there's some crazy bay sharks in there.
Okay.
Some of them, I don't even know the names. Some of them, they're like the shovel nose has these leopard shovel nose, and then they have these other ones with the spikes on them.
Really?
Yeah, there's a mess load of different types of sharks in the bay. And,
bro, that's great.
Yeah, it's got to be one of the bay sharks.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever catch a midshipman or any of those?
Absolutely.
Kind of
I've caught
fish?
About five of those.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, those are wild, those eel-looking things.
Yeah,
yep,
totally.
Yep, yep.
What about, mantis shrimps and things like that? I'm sure you...
No mantis shrimp.
No?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
And then bonefish.
Bonefish,
what
yeah.
about any, you hear of guys, occasionally catching, cool jacks and things like that are outside the norm. Have you seen or had any of your buds catch any of those things in the back bay?
I haven't, no. I know
we always get the call, oh, no way, it didn't catch it, but Dean Jameson, who's a good buddy of mine, he used to work in the tackle store with us and a real good freshwater bass guy, he's got a picture of an amberjack when he was a kid in the back bay back by the power plant there.
Wow,
yeah,
that's cool.
I've heard a lot of people just naysay him, but, there's no denying exactly what it is and exactly where it is. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, there's
absolutely.
Some cool ones back there.
Yep,
so.
Yep.
Good question, JT. You'll have to get out and go do some bay bassing.
Hey, my brothers, you guys are the bomb, really, man. Thanks so much.
Appreciate
it. Just provides everything for everybody. It's great.
You got it, brother. Well, we appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup. Again, if you want to get through, best way, toll-free, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Dan, who's going fishing, calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Dan? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a question for the captain. I might have missed it, and I didn't see your website yet, but if we hire you to take us out in the bay, is there a discount for someone who comes along who doesn't fish?
No, I give a military discount is pretty much the only discount, and then I get one kid under 13 fishes for free. But as far as observers, they can come on the boat.
Typically, in a scenario like this, too, you're in a guided opportunity like this, you're chartering the boat,
Right,
so I mean, there's a fee for the boat, it's the fee that one is paying for is covering the cost of Captain Al's time and the boat itself and the fuel and all those things. So the prices pretty much are set for a day of fishing on the boat, and I'm sure they change.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I'm sure they change slightly if you're bringing larger groups because that might entail a little more work or you having to set more people up or things like that. But for the most part. I would guess, Alan, you can confirm, but whether your cost is kind of the same.
Correct. I make it as best and most economical for the clients, and try to help them out as much as I can in each way. But a discount for an extra person that comes and just wants to observe is I don't do that.
Sure, but yeah. and I will say too, one thing about Aldan is I'm going to say it for sure, probably the most reasonable fishing experience of anybody out there, period. Runs a very professional operation, catches a ton of fish, and I just know what it costs, and I don't think that there's anybody that's doing it as, offering as much for as little as you charge. Doing a private four-pack trip is not cheap. There's a lot of cost that's involved, and Al just, I'm very, very impressed that you do it for as economical as you can. It's a fun time, Dan.
Thank you. Like the cheapest price for the bay is $450 for two people, and it's $50 each additional person. So, that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, no doubt. A couple of buds can basically split a couple hundred bucks a piece and have the entire day to themselves, totally guided, everything taken care of, just hang out and go, you know, go pull on a bunch of fish.
Yeah, it's all private.
What's the best time of year to do a bay trip, would you say? I mean, what's your prime time?
If you want to be able to have an opportunity to catch everything in the bay, mm-hmm. it's February to June, probably.
Okay.
Be right before the water temperature starts getting really warm. Once it hits 70, then, like, the bay sharks kind of disperse out into the cooler water and they're harder to catch.
Okay. February to June. And would you say you spend more of your time in the – and trust me, if this is a trade secret, no problem. But do you spend more of your time in, like, the front half of the bay, like in the mouth and the channel, or do you spend more of your time in the back half of the bay in the shallower waters?
Mainly.
Does that change by year, season?
The most – the place I fish the most year-round on average is the middle.
Okay.
Middle.
Really? Okay.
But the other times is the middle and the back.
All right.
Yeah, I don't fish the front too much.
Sure.
Unless I'm looking for big sand bass and big halibut.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good deal. Hey, again, Dan, appreciate the phone call very much. I can assure you, you're going to love fishing with Captain Allen. It's a really, really affordable, fun time. Let's go right back into the phones and talk to Jim, who's calling us from National City this morning. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Jimbo?
Yeah. It's good to talk to you, Captain. But a couple of things. You know, I had a lobster trip with a couple of my buddies last year, maybe the year before. I don't know. We had it planned with Captain Clowers. And, you know, he got a hold of me a day before we were going to go. And he goes, hey, Jim, look, you know, he goes, I'll take you out there. I don't care. But he goes, it's kind of falling off a little bit, you know.
Okay.
And he very easily could have taken us. Gotten his money, and, you know, we might have got some lobster, probably wouldn't have. But he was good enough to tell us, hey, it's not the right time to go right now. So, and that, you know, that's the kind of guy he is. That's the kind of guy his father is, who lives real close to me. And anyway, they're just real good people. But the other thing I wanted to bring up, maybe you might touch on, Captain, is this. I know you're a cancer survivor, and you still have a benefit every year for the Cancer Society, is that true?
Yes and no. Right now, the Cancer Dash Ride for Life motorcycle event, we have that on hold right now. And what I'm trying to do is start my own nonprofit it's going to be called Cancer Dash Fish for Life. And that will be taking kids and families that are healthy enough while they're going through treatment out on the bay on a Sunday.
That's
get all my
awesome,
buddies
man.
To participate with their boats and take them over to the bait barge and catch a couple spotties and have a picnic and all that stuff, you know. That's my dream here coming up. As soon as it gets a little slow, I'm going to submit all the paperwork for that. I need a couple other people to help me. I think I already have them. And then we're going to piggyback with the Cancer Dash Ride for Life because I do want to ride from San Diego to Vegas to get on my dirt bike like we did before. Or San Diego to Parker, Arizona and back. You know. So, yes, Jim, that is still in the making. And it takes a lot of organization and stuff to get this back on track and get it going again. But, as you know, I've survived twice. And speaking about that, I guess I could take this time
Please.
To thank everybody in the industry and all the people that donated and came to my event to help myself when I was down and out going through my last treatment. You know, I really, really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart, you know.
Well, we all have your back because, you know, we all take care of each other, and certainly guys like yourself that, you know, this is your second time through it, and I think are one of the very best people to say, you know, people get news like that, and you know it's not a death sentence. You know what I mean? You do exactly what you do. You stay very positive, and you go through your treatments, and you know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And it's, you know, I mean, you're again living proof. Here you were last year, you know, going through a very serious deal, and you're back to pulling on fish every day.
Yeah. You know, I'm really blessed just to be alive. You know, I look at clients and people, and I tell them how I started my fishing. And And they just look at me like, wow, you know, I started this because of medical problems, you know, and here I am today, you know, quit my regular job 9 years ago, and I'm fishing today.
That's cool. Every day. And Jim, I just want to go back to what you said in the beginning, because I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's one of the best signs of a very honest and great fishing guy. Like you say, so easily could have just, you know, gone along for the ride, collected the fee. Maybe you catch, maybe you don't. But I think there's a lot to be said about a guy that is, you know, all you're wanting to do there is provide a really, really cool opportunity for somebody. And, you know, and saying, hey, man, whatever it might be, the weather is just not right. The fishing's not right. This is not when we want to go. This is not when you want to spend your money. I want to take you out when I know we're going to score a bunch of bugs. And clearly there was a reason that didn't happen.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Jim, great call. Appreciate the input, man. We appreciate it very much. Thanks, Jim. All right, I appreciate that. Hey, with that, we're going to also find out what's going on. We got lots of great stuff coming up. We got catch reports coming your way, great info, including this one. We're going to talk to the cast man right now, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, join us. And today, the Cast Tours Catch Report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda, Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Hope all is well.
Everything's great, buddy. Some great fishing going on.
Yeah, and where's Pete? Is he down on the East Cape?
He is in the East Cape. He's at Palmas de Cortez right now, and I believe currently on the Jen Ren doing a little fishing as we speak.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, that fishing has really turned on down there, especially down around the Iman and Vinorama area. Man, the tuna just went crazy this week. They were averaging about 10 tuna per boat per day. I mean, it was amazing. Not a lot of big fish, but most of the football size, so it's going to be plenty of action for the people on that Let's Talk Hookup trip. And
awesome.
They are getting an occasional 80-100 pounder. And most of the action is, like I say, being done up inside the Sea of Cortez there, south of Pulmo and north of Punta Gordo. Most of the action is coming from drifting over the banks with cut squid, dead sardinas, or even live sardinas. But it's going to be a good time for all the people on that trip.
Steady action.
Dorado have showed up in good numbers now. They're getting quite a few Dorado. Keep in mind, and anybody going south to go down and do that fishing, those little dink Dorado, please release them. We need the fishery to come back because we have, you know, they were pretty absent there for about 2 years. And so they're coming back now, and like I say, they are getting some bulls, but most of those fish are going to be between five, let's say up to about 10 pounds. So anything small, release them. Otherwise, billfish, not much billfish around as far as the blues and the blacks. Stripers are very slow right now, which is surprising. I think the Bisbee tournament might be going on this coming week, if it's not now. But I just wondered how they're going to do with the absence of a lot of billfish there. It's going to be interesting to see how that finds out. We'll wind up with Mazatlan there. Not a lot of tourists in town right now. That's just starting. But they are averaging about one billfish per boat today, per day. And they have, like I said, they have a few blue marlin. Some sailfish, and they're also getting a few Dorado over there. But anyway, Ricky, that's the report for this week. I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. Anybody else wants to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, and all the other destinations we sell, or book a cruise or nice vacation to Hawaii, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. Or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com, and we'll talk to you next week, Rick.
Cast man, appreciate that. As always, I got a quick question for you. We had a customer in the tackle store come through yesterday wanting to do, or is going to do, Cancun, and we sent him your way, but just was curious about Cancun, if that was still a destination that you guys did and the type of fishing that he might expect to get into.
Yeah, it's you know, we do have a fleet down there. Associated with the El Cid Marina there in Mazatlan. It's the El Cid Marina Cancun, and yeah, we do have charters out of there. They have 4-hour charters, 6-hour charters, 8-hour charters. You know, they got plenty of fish to catch down there, and their main fishing season, the peak fishing season, is April, May, and June.
Okay,
but they do fish year round, and that's primarily, those 3 months are primarily for the sailfish. Otherwise, they've got the black tuna, they've got the kingfish, they've got wahoo, and a variety of other fish to catch there. But it's a good destination, you know, especially during the winter. You know, you want to get away to get some beautiful weather down there, you know, mid-80s and clear sunshine and no rain. It's just a good time to go.
I knew you'd be the man to send them to, that's for sure. Well, great info, Cash. We appreciate that. Appreciate a great Baja report. And one more time, shoot us a number if somebody wants to book any of the awesome trips that Cash Tours puts together.
Thank you, Rick. It's 800-593-6510. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gasman. Appreciate that. Look forward to it. Talk to you next week. Again, that report wrapped up today. Sponsored by the hey, lobster season. It's open. We're talking about it right now. Make sure that you gear up with the best performing lobster gear on the market, and that's Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar products are designed by fishermen for fishermen, and they offer everything you need for a successful evening of lobster hooping, including the brand new Ambush XL. It's a 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. You can visit Promar on their website at promarnets.com, or you can check them out on Facebook. Just do a search for Promar, and you will find the best lobster gear on the market. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 6th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, October 14th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, Power Pro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFTCO, Accurate, Berkley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, October 14th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar. And I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store or check out PowerPro.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packing up again. If you want to get your chance to talk to Captain Al, have your chance at winning a fishing trip for two at the end of the show today, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. We got one of those open, and we have a toll-free number open as well. That one's 877-792-1090. We've been talking about how great the fishing was down in the East Cape, and let's head down there. Pete Gray is on the line right now hosting our Let's Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, hey, Pete. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Al. How's things going in the studio there?
Great morning. Good phone calls. We're having lots of fun with Captain Al talking fishing.
All right. Well, I'm standing on the edge of the sand here at Palmas de Cortez. It's a beautiful morning, flat, calm. It's already about 80 degrees, something like that.
Nice.
And, yesterday, no wind at all. Today, very, very, like 2 knots of breeze right now. It's supposed to be the same for tomorrow, so our 2 days of fishing here for our 23rd annual Palmas de Cortez tournament's off to a great start. We had 23 teams sign up yesterday, best in years we've had down here, and there's a reason, because the fishing's really good. A lot of tuna yesterday, small tuna, up to 40 pounds, but I was talking to Tom Groover, and he said that it was like as fast as you wanted to catch them, they were there was all the tuna you wanted. So also had some wahoo, some nice wahoo up to 47 pounds, which was nice. So, yeah, and a lot of small Dorado, too. Small Dorado. Didn't hear a lot of billfish stories, which was interesting, but they're here, too. But really beautiful morning. We are spending the day, we're taking the day off fishing today to kind of run the tournament, and then we're going to fish with Mark Rayer on Gentlemen Sport Fishing tomorrow and Monday.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there's supposed to be a little north wind on Monday, but not a lot, 15 knots, due to that high pressure that's building there in Southern California. The high pressure builds in Southern California, and that wind just flies down that Sierra Cortez. But 15 knots on a 35 Cabo,
yeah,
Cabo Genrin, I don't think that's an issue.
No doubt.
Yeah, but tomorrow is supposed to be less than 5 knots, and again, warm, sunny, beautiful.
Oh,
East Cape's
man.
Awesome. Yesterday we took the quads. We rented quads for 2 days from the quad man here in town, and yesterday we went up to Rancho Leonel, hung out at Rancho Leonel, and then ran up and got a tour with Gary Barnes Webb of that new Four Seasons Resort up there. It's just mind-boggling.
Oh, how is it?
The money that's going in. Oh, it's amazing. Mind-boggling,
wow.
The money that's going into that place. It's just, they have houses they're building there that are like 10,000 square foot, $11 million houses.
Oh,
right,
my
on the beach.
God.
It's
no way.
It's ridiculous. I mean,
I think
it's crazy.
Get me
and
one
it's
of those.
Beautiful. This beautiful, beautiful beach resort that they're building down there. And they're putting millions and millions of dollars. I wouldn't have believed it 5 years ago, what's happening today, but
really?
It is really happening. I would have said not in my lifetime, but it is going to happen.
Wow.
It's really happening. So that was cool. So today we're getting ready to head up the beach and go up to Punta Pescadero, have a little snorkeling and a little lunch up there, and go up to the waterfalls. The day we arrived Thursday, there was a lot of rain.
Oh, okay.
So they had that huge storm earlier in September there that produced all rain. The waterfalls, I guess, are just absolutely incredible.
Nice.
Right now. So we're going to ride the quads up to the waterfall, check that all out, and just enjoy paradise down here in the East Cape that literally took us an hour and 40 minutes by time when we left San Diego on Alaska Airlines on Thursday. It's so close and so easy to get to, and they're so welcoming. Eddie Dalmau here at the resort's been fantastic. We have great trophies. Rick Jensen's here, Sport Fishing Financial, $500 cash for the largest wahoo or Dorado, and of course White Stripes Dave, $500 cash for the largest tuna. We have a trip for two to Palmas de Cortez to return and defend their title the following year. Gift certificates from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Maui Jim sunglasses, and trophies for all the winners too. So I'll let you know how the fishing is day one tomorrow. But just wanted to check in and tell you that our timing's perfect, and looks like fishing continues to be great here in the East Cape.
Pete, what an awesome report, man! That's killer. 47-pound wahoo. That would be a nice one to have come tournament time. That'd be a good one to have on tournament day.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll let you know what we produced today. The teams, everybody left at 6:30 this morning, and they're all out of here. So I'll give you the report when I get back at the dock this afternoon.
All right, Pete. Well, great job. We appreciate that. Have a great time fishing tomorrow with Mark Rayer and the boys from Genren. And appreciate it, man. Go have a blast, and we got things covered on this end.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great show, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, Pete. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to getting that update tomorrow. Hey, with that, phones are packing up. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Rick. Calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Rick. Captain L. Quick questions. Does the full moon matter? Do you prefer an in tide or an out tide? And you mentioned using a half-ounce jig head. Does the height of the tide determine the size of weight you will use?
A couple of great questions. This is a bay fisherman, isn't it, Rick?
Well, we've done okay out there, but his setup's a little different than ours, other than the Berkeley Gulp.
There you go.
So.
Yeah. Great questions.
Well, the full moon is, you know, the full moon some days, yes, you know, it's hard to determine on that, you know, on the bay, the way I look at it, it's all tide and wind. Wind coming in the afternoon, in the morning, there's really no wind, but mainly, if I had it my way, it would be like a four to five foot incoming tide is in the morning would be perfect. That way, there's no wind. Afternoon, most of the bay, the wind will blow sideways across the channel. There's an area in the bay that blows parallel. And if you have incoming tide in the afternoon, you have a really good chance of whacking them because it's going to be blowing with the wind. I mean, the tide's going to be moving with the wind.
So ideally, you like to be fishing with the wind going the same direction as the tide.
You know, with clients, yes, because it's really tough when the wind's blowing one way and the tide's ripping out underwater river below you. And you gotta fish a certain way to get bit, you know. It's not just kind of kicking back, sitting there, dragging something around, grabbing the rod, you know.
So maybe the moon itself doesn't affect it, but moon obviously affects the tide, and then tide certainly is the major factor as far as the fishing in the bay goes.
Yeah, correct. Okay. Around the moons, you get those big 7.4s and 7 foot tides, you know, which are great, you know. And then when it's a 7 foot tide, the Berkeley Gulp shrimp really isn't being deployed too much because of the half ounce. Leadhead's not going to hit the bottom. I think that was another question he had, kind of like.
What was your question on leadheads, Rick?
The height of the tide, will that determine the weight of the jig head?
Absolutely, absolutely. So that half-ounce leadhead is pretty much exclusively with clients, but there's a bunch of different stuff to use. So if 5 foot max on that half-ounce leadhead, and you got to be a little careful with it because it's going to start floating a little bit. But... anything over 5 foot, you got to start upgrading. You know, that's when I break out the old school swim bait, 3/4 ounce lead head, 1 ounce lead heads, and start long lining, you know.
Okay.
And working a little harder, you know, to get bit. But the half ounce lead head can only handle about a 5 foot max, probably. Not unless you start fishing it kind of throwing the opposite way and working it back to the boat.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, we were used to using 3/8, so.
Yeah.
There it is.
But. Anyway, no, very good, Captain L.
Rick,
appreciate it.
Appreciate the phone call very much. Well, I hope you have continued success, and hopefully at the end of the show, you're the lucky winner, and you get that guided fishing trip to go fishing with Captain L.
Looking forward to it.
All right, I'll appreciate the phone call, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's go back on the water. Captain Fred Huber is on the line. What's up, Fred?
Hey, Fred.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
How are we doing this morning?
We're doing so good. You know, we had such a nice show, a nice visit with you guys last week.
Yeah, great.
Talking about our beautiful October fishing. And I just got a call from Steve. And, you know, the Mission Bell yesterday had limits of yellowtail and limits of bluefin tuna fishing the Coronado Islands.
What? Get out of here.
Yesterday. Yeah, I talked to some of the guys, and they said, God, Fred, it's just phenomenal. They were shaking fish off at the end of the trip, and, you know, just the phenomenal, exceptional, best I've ever seen. Those were some of the terms I was hearing from yesterday's trip. Yeah, so a lot of fun. We are scheduled to fish the Coronado Islands on the Mission Bell Deli, leaving at 6 a.m., returning at 6 p.m., and the boat's chartered today, so there was a lot of buzz on the docks going on. And the boat's sold out for tomorrow, so Steve called me, and it's like, hey, Fred, you know, the Point Loma's not scheduled. Let's put it online and see what happens.
Absolutely.
So we have the Point Loma online, limited load. We're going to limit the Point Loma to 20 people, $165.
Sure, what a deal.
we just put it online. We wanted to put the word out there and you know, see what we come up with. So
I think that's an awesome idea, Fred. What an opportunity to get in on such great fishing with only 20 people on the boat, a limited load opportunity to go fishing. And, man, you know what it's all about, striking while the iron's hot. And it gets no hotter than limits of yellowtail and limits of bluefin.
Well, you know, the Coronado Islands are just, they're pumping fish out right now. We feel like we've almost got it to ourselves. The other three-quarter day boats are fishing offshore, and the guys are just, they're having a ball down there. So
that's so cool.
It's out there. Our local half-day fishing, very good bonita, yellowtail mixed in, and you know, we talked about the fall fishing, and now's the time. So
that's it, man. Well, great job last week. Had a lot of fun with you guys in the studio talking fishing, and there you go. Proof's in the pudding. The fall is where it's at, and great fishing. One more time, if somebody wants to get in on that awesome opportunity to go fishing on an ultra-limited load, only 20 passengers going fishing aboard the Point Loma to get in on that great Coronado Islands fishing, how do we book it, Fred?
The Point Loma runs out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. You can contact our office at 619-223-1627. You can also book online at pointlomasportfishing.com.
And that's a 6-to-6 trip to get in on that great Coronado Island fishing.
Oh, let's see. Actually, I think that trip might leave at 5:30.
Okay.
We like to push that Point Loma out and give them even more of an advantage. So 5:30.
That's awesome, buddy. Well, great job, Fred. Appreciate you keeping us up to date. That is just absolutely fantastic fishing. Congrats to the boys on having such a great day. And we appreciate you keeping us in the loop.
All right, Rick. Thanks for having
me,
Fred,
on. Thanks a lot for the phone call very much. Oh, man, does that get you pumped up, Al?
Oh, yeah. What was I telling you about
yeah,
2 days
exactly.
ago? I had all my stuff down there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you know, there you go. That's the fall. That's the fall in San Diego. The loads get lighter. The fishing gets better. The weather gets flatter. I mean, this is the time to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I was saying, that water out there is just ripe. It's beautiful purple blue. And I was down there the other day, and nobody was around, you know, and it was good.
Limits,
you know,
of yellows and yeah. limits of bluefin.
Yep.
We'll take that.
I could imagine. I am pretty much know exactly where he's fishing.
That's cool. Hey, again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's go back into the phones and talk to Gary calling us from San Diego. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks, guys. I had a question. I'm a kayak fisherman, and I wanted to learn more about the Back Bay. Could I get Captain Al to take me out and teach me some of the spots in the Back Bay that I might be able to visit later?
Absolutely, yeah, on my boat, for sure. I do a lot of that, you know. People, local guys want to learn a little bit more about the bay, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
a great call. And, I mean, you know, Back Bay, San Diego, fantastic place to do the kayak thing. You know, same deal. You get lesser boat traffic back in there, and there is some of the best spotted bay bass fishing in the whole world in the back of San Diego Bay.
Absolutely, and it gets more than that. You know, there's a lot of corvina, bonefish, everything's back there. It's just all seasonal and tidal, you know.
Sure.
Yep. Yep.
Ready to go, Gary?
What time? Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, no, go ahead. If you had another question, it's okay.
I just wonder, when would the best time to book with him for that?
Well, you know, it bites all year, but it depends. If you want the Grand Slam of the Bay, you know, I would say April or May is when you can get the bonefish, the corvina, and all the bass. But other than that, and the bay sharks, other than that, you can get bass pretty much all year. And bonefish almost all year.
Now,
know?
If we're wanting a numbers day, we're wanting to go whale away on some spotties, have some great fishing, what are we looking for? What's a good month? And maybe even more important than that, what's a good tide? Like, if you and I were going to say, like, all right, we want to, you know, Gary and I are buds, we're wanting to go charter and go fishing with you. If we were going to look at a calendar, maybe the tide calendar would be the more important one than the actual days of the week calendar.
Absolutely, yeah. You always start the bay fishing with tide.
Okay.
Always. You know, if I couldn't see anything and I only could see a tide and a wind chart or time chart, it would definitely be tide.
Okay.
So, you know, anywhere from four and a half to six foot tide.
And that's,
you know,
ideal.
For the back.
Okay.
Yeah. For fishing the spotties and stuff like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you were flipping through the calendar and you found a 4 to a 6 foot tide that were in a fairly appropriate time during the fishing day, you know, kind of mid-morning to early afternoon, that would be the ideal time to try and book one?
Actually, morning.
Morning,
before
okay.
the wind blows at 11 o'clock, like clockwork.
Okay.
So once that wind kicks up, it changes a lot of the game.
4 to 6 foot morning tide, that's a number one.
Incoming would be perfect.
All right.
Outgoing's okay, too, but incoming's perfect.
That answer your question for you, Gary?
Thank you very much.
Hey, you got it, buddy. We appreciate the phone call. Thank you. And when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with our catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and take a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building high-quality inshore and offshore rods that are ideal for the Southern California angler. Quality, innovation, and value with every Cousins rod. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event is back. For a limited time, new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of limited warranty protection. And new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $750 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends November 21st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 6th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, October 14th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, Power Pro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFTCO, Accurate, Berkley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, October 14th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 Freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.